This is a quick review of the Sefer Megillah Daf Zayin. So the very bottom above on the base in the middle discussion of how much one is supposed to spend on the Ola Sri'iya. And we bring a raya from the opening Mishnah in Teya, where we say that one of the things that has no shear is the ra'ayon. And then Rabbi Yochanan points out that we thought it meant there's no shear lamala. There's no much, you can spend and bring as many as you want. However, there's a minimum shear, but Rav Oshia Berebi explained, no, that it's actually referring to there's no shear at all, and the Chacham instituted a minimum shear of one ma'al kesef for the Olas Re'iyah and two ma'al kesef for the Chagigah. Then there was a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. What does it mean, ra'ayon, and it doesn't say Re'iyah? So according to Rabbi Yochanan, it just means going to the mikdash as many times as you want, and you don't bring the korban every time. Reish Lakish says, no, every time you go, in order to be mekayim the mitzvah, you have to bring with you a korban. Now, Reish Lakish is going to have three kashas against Rabbi Yochanan, and each time Rabbi Yochanan answers the kasha the same way, where he just says that, no, it's just talking, all those braces that you're quoting are just referring to going on the first day. That's when you bring your Olas Re'iyah, but you don't bring an Olas Re'iyah past the first day. Then Rabbi Yochanan has only one kasha against Reish Lakish, and Reish Lakish sort of gets knocked out based on that, but it wasn't really Reish Lakish, it was really our understanding of Reish Lakish. And then we fine-tuned our understanding of the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. That Rabbi Yochanan is saying that every time you go up to the mikdash past the first day, you're not supposed to bring a korban, you're not allowed to bring the korban olas re'iyah. And Reish Lakish is saying, no, obviously you're allowed to go and come as you please, and not bring the korban each time, but you are permitted to bring the korban as well, because there is no shear for how many korbanos you can bring. Okay, then we asked the kasha, we said, wait a minute, there's a pasuk which says, Huka raglecha, yibes re'echa, that you're coming too often, you're showing up in the mikdash too frequently. So the Gemara says, no, that's talking about you're bringing too many chata'os and ashamos. You're bringing too many korban ashams and korban chatas, because you're doing too many averos. And it brings a brisa that supports that shot. Then we move forward to a comment that was made along the way in one of the braises that Reish Lakish quoted against Rabbi Yochanan. It says, you're not supposed to show up chatzotin, only in half. So first we thought it meant, let's say a guy has 10 kids, shouldn't bring 5 of his kids on the first day and 5 of them on the second day. And Abai is like, obviously, supposed to, which one of your kids are you going to decide are going to do the mitzvahs on the first day, like Drizus, and which one of them are going to do the mitzvah on the second day, which he calls a poshea. So he says, no, it's talking about the case we've had before, the Shita Vacherim, that you can't go if you smell so bad. You have the type of profession which makes you smell so bad that nobody's going to want to go up with you. That's called going up lechatzon, and those people are putter from being Ola Lerega. Next, we move on to the second Mishnah of the Masechta, and we pointed out that the carbon Ola that you bring is a field, and therefore it has to come from chulin money or chulin animals, whereas the carbon shlamim, and here Rashi points out, is talking about the Shalmei Simcha. They are not obligatory in the same sense, and they can be brought even from Meiser Sheni money that you're supposed to use to buy korbanos shlamim to eat. And then we pointed out the Yom Tov Rishon of Pesach. Beishamai argues on Beisilah, and Beishamai says it can be actually brought from Chulin, and Beisilah says it can even be brought from Meiser Sheni money as well. And then we pointed out, for Shalmei Simcha, you can be yotze with any type of kachim. Yisrael can be yotze with any type of korban shlamim that they're allowed to eat, and Kohanim can be yotze with any type of korban that they're allowed to eat, including a korban chatas and a korban asham and the chaz of a shok that they're given from other people's korban shlam. Okay, so then we pointed out that this is the klal that a davar shebechova has to grow from a chulin, and a davar that's not a chova can be brought even from meiser sheni money. Then we quoted the Mishnah that comes up later on in the Sefer on Daf Yud Zayin, that Bishame says that you can't bring the shlamim, you can bring the shlamim on Yantif, but you can't bring the ol on Yantif because that's not an ochel nefesh situation. Basil says you can bring everything on Yantif, and you can even do smicha on Yantif. And then we pointed out that the pshat in the Mishnah needs to be refined a little bit, and we said that it's referring to the ola of Nedarim and Nedavos. They're not brought on Yantif. You can only bring obligations on Yantif, but you can't bring an optional korban on Yantif. And then we just asked the question, what is the story that we're singling out the Chagiga of the first day of Pesach? So we'll deal with that next time at length. But just to show that the Chagiga that you bring on Erev Pesach is not a chiyuv min haTorah to separate that from the chagiga you bring on the first day of Pesach, which is a chiyuv d'oraisa.